Cool. Coming up next to the stage, another good friend, great Magic the Gathering player. We are in a fantasy football style Magic League together. That is a true fact. This is Bill Nielsen. But Bill and I are in different conferences, so we can skirmish.
For now, Eric. For now.
For now.
As a quick note here, I am just getting over a cold now, so hopefully, Eric, if I get into a coughing fit, you can edit it out in post.
Yeah, I produce this.
All right. I would have wanted to talk about this anyway, but that this month's Your Stories is called Character Generation. I wanted to talk about my friend Tyler. Tyler and I have been friends for about 15 years, and on Thursday, I said goodbye to him as he went home to China pretty much forever. He's not dying, and he's not in any kind of trouble. He is going home to be close to his parents and probably start a family of his own. But for an awkward, neurotic guy like me, I was really grateful for someone who had no native concept of how an American should act. Tyler's background meant nothing he did seems normal to me either. From what I could gather, he comes from the Chinese approximation of royalty. His grandfather was a founding member of the Communist Party, while his father had a long military career. But that wasn't really important to me. What mattered to me was he was the only person I knew who lived on his own during high school. In fact, he had an apartment where most of us hung out, and no one died, and no one got in trouble with the police. This is Nerdalog, so obviously we spent all the time playing Smash Brothers Melee and drinking Dr. Pepper. Our most enduring bonds, though, came through Magic the Gathering. Our eventual mutual friend, Chris, had met Tyler in physics class, and Tyler had asked Chris if he knew anyone who played. At that point, I hadn't played in years and didn't really have any interest in starting again. Once I brought my cards out, though, I quickly got back into the swing of things, and the game became a bond we shared for years. And just, Mom or Dad, if you're listening, you can blame Tyler for the vapid wasteland that was my 20s, thanks to Magic. Spending time with Tyler, I would occasionally be reminded of the vast difference in our backgrounds. It often fell to me to explain more esoteric elements of American culture, such as the SATs. Even last month while eating barbecue, I had to explain the context of the O.J. Simpson trial. And, being a Buffalo, New York native, I also had to explain why I cheered for the not guilty verdict. Ultimately, I promise, this was a thing our whole class did. I'm so sorry. Ultimately, our common language was the ways we helped each other out. During what was known as the thunder snow in Buffalo in 2008, he let me stay on his couch for a week, so I had heat and electricity. I would help him with translating his documents into English or communicating with parents or relatives when they needed documents put into English, and I would try and help him get more acclimated with our country. And really, I might not even be in Chicago if it wasn't for him. He was the one who first helped me out when I got here getting set up. And no, I wouldn't either be dead or in trouble with the law if I wasn't here, but I really owe it to him for giving my life a certain direction. So, Tyler, I really want to make it out to China to see you, or I guess I should say at this point, Xingwen. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And just thank you. And the next time we meet, I hope it is in Beijing. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. So I have to tell you, it's taking all of my composure not to say, because you said something about what Tyler made your 20s is some kind of wasteland of Magic. But if you're playing Magic, having wastelands is great. It's like a $120 card. Yeah! Killed it! Yeah, that's a good card. Anyway, guys, we're going to keep the Magic train rolling.